Bring the meeting to order, please. Annette, can I get a roll call, please?
Kurt Olsted.
Here.
Tracy Corluccio.
Here.
Tim Daugherty.
Here.
Michael Dressler. Michael Francis.
Here.
Robert Holtaway.
Here.
Bruce James.
Here.
Carl Richco.
Here.
Jim Riley.
Here.
Michael Sevatich.
Here.
Michael T. Fang.
Here.
James Vizioli.
Here.
Richard Bowden.
On the phone.
Robert Walton.
Here.
Can you please read the Open Public Meetings Act?
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Council sent a notice of the time, date, and location of this meeting to newspapers, circulation throughout the state, and posted notice on the Highlands Council website.
Can you please all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The next item up for business is going to be held until after executive session. That is the approval of minutes. I have no chairman's report this evening. Any other members have any? Ms. Nordstrom.
I have a very short executive director's report. I would like to highlight the plan conformance implementation section of my report. In Clinton Township, their Highlands referral ordinance was deemed consistent. Also in Mount Arlington Borough, Highlands referral ordinance was deemed consistent, along with the Highlands environmental inventory and the master plan Highlands element. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Ms. Orford. That takes us to our first order of business, Landowner Equity and Land Preservation Committee report.
All right, well, good afternoon, everyone. We met a week ago to discuss two things, the open space applications as well as the remaining Highlands credit applications. To give you an update on November purchases that we approved, 27 of those, 28 that we were approved by the bank and the council signed their award letters and are moving through closing. One applicant has not signed his letter and is therefore not accepting the offer. We had 31 applications for the open space program, totaling $13.5 million. 34 ATC applications were unfunded, totaling $10.6 million. So our total request is about $24 million in open space applications and outstanding credit applications. Left over from the previous approval is $122,000. That was the application we approved but did not follow through and accept. We have penalties, which also go to credit purchasing, totaling $204,000. The federal grant we received is $2.4 million, and we have $9.6 million remaining of the PSE&G mitigation fund for a total pool of money of $12 million. So we discussed how best to allocate that fund amongst the different programs, the open space program, the HEC credit program, as well as looking at future grant opportunities, and decided to make this recommendation. We're recommending that we fund five open space applications. These five applications are all within the mitigation area of the PSE&G line. They meet the point criteria we've established. They were at the top of the list, and we recommend that we fund those projects and those applications. That will be over 2,500 acres of land preserved. We also recommend funding an additional 18 HDC credits. Again, our priority is compensation to landowners. We felt the credit program was the best vehicle to do that. The open space applications likely will get funded some other way, either through the existing funding partners putting in more money, or finding additional funding partners. However, the credit applications are only going to get compensation through the credit program, so we felt those should get funded. That will preserve another 700 more acres of property. There's one credit application whose point criteria was above our threshold, but the dollar amount of that credit purchase would have exceeded our budget, So we're not going to fund that particular application. We'll wait and see what happens with once we're going to make offers to. If there's money left over, we'll revisit that sometime later this year. So what we need to do this evening to approve this is, one, by a voice vote to approve that we split the money this way, $2,735,653 to the open space program, $6,108,000 the ECC credit program, and hold in abeyance $3,514,001 to use for matching funds for the next federal grant and also to keep some of that money perhaps available for future credit purchases. We are cautiously optimistic that the next round of federal funding will be approved and we will get a grant award. That would probably get awarded to us if we're lucky enough to win it sometime in August or September this year. So we're keeping that matching money in advance until we hear about that grant. If we don't get the grant, then we'll spend the money. If we do get the grant, then we've got the matching funds required to meet that grant's obligation. So that's the recommendation of this committee, and I would move that we approve it on voice vote.
So you're moving the resolution? I'll second
that. I'm moving not the resolution, I'm moving the recommended allocation. Again, that allocation is $2,735,653 for open space, $6,108,000 for the HDC purchase program, and holding in abeyance $3,514,001 for future consideration.
Mr. Dressler, second?
Yes.
Council discussion. Public?
Not on this one, right? Because we put it through there. Before. Thank you.
No further conversation. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Alston?
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio?
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty?
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler?
Yes.
Councilmember Francis?
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway?
Aye.
Councilmember James?
Yes.
Councilmember Richco?
Yes.
Councilmember Sebatin?
Yes.
Councilmember Tefang?
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli?
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin?
Yes.
Councilmember Walton?
Yes.
Chairman Romney?
Yes.
All right, thank you all very much. Next on our agenda is also part of our continuing report is a vote on a resolution which all of you have in your possession and will be published. The entire agenda. This resolution is the actual awarding of the money for the open space grant application we received. It is five total applications totaling $2.7 million going to multiple properties listed on the resolution. The resolution lists more properties than five, but that's because these applications contain multiple properties. Again, all of them are within the PC&G mitigation scope. I'll move the resolution.
I will second.
We have a motion and a second. At this point in time, does anybody in the public wish to be heard on that resolution? Please raise your hand. Seeing none. Any council comments? Roll call, please.
Councilmember Alston?
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio?
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty?
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler?
Yes.
Councilmember Francis?
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway?
Aye.
Councilmember James?
Yes.
Councilmember Richco?
Yes.
Councilmember Sebatich?
Yes.
Councilmember Tefang?
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli?
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin?
Yes.
Councilmember Walton?
Yes.
Chairman Romney?
Yes. Thank you.
Just to wrap up, a quick recap of what we've done so far. So the initial purchase program, which was for hardship, was we spent $8.3 million. That's $8.3 million compensation to harmed landowners. November of 2016, we approved another $9.6 million, and hopefully the bank board will approve, and then later this council will approve an additional $6 million in credit purchases, which would be a total of $23,960,000 of credit purchases. That's $23,960,000 directly into the pockets of farm landowners. Add to that the $2.7 million of open space we just approved minutes ago. That's $26,700,000 of compensation to farm landowners.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That now takes us to our Regional Master Plan Amendment Committee report.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. The committee has been hard at work reviewing data. We had a pretty lengthy meeting last week. And all this is being done to prepare the presentation of the monitoring program recommendation report to this council. And what we'd like to suggest is that you be prepared for the May meeting to be around here a while, right, Margaret? Because we plan on releasing the report at the May meeting, soliciting your input, and in advance of us releasing it to the public for comment. So we've got another meeting scheduled for about 2 weeks from now. We'll be grinding out a lot of other work, four more sections, and that'll put the finishing pieces in place to release the report to the council.
And the public.
And then the public, yes. So that will be a work session meeting in May. We're not going to conduct any other business as the plan right now, other than work on the monitoring.
Any comments, questions? Yeah, no. Thank you, Mr. Alstead. And I know staff's working hard to make sure it's all ready again.
Yes.
That now takes us to executive session.
Point of order. We're going to make the publics in here when they want public comments. Why don't we do the public comments first and end with the executive session?
Because they may want to make comments.
The executive session is in public. What are they going to make comments on?
Well, but we're going to move the minutes after the second. We'll stand on the snow.
Actually, from all right.
That's why I need your help.
Mr. Barr?
I'm required to read into the record the resolution to go into executive session. Whereas the Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, et sec, permits the holding of closed sessions by public bodies in certain circumstances, and the council is of the opinion that those circumstances presently exist, specifically the need to discuss matters falling within the attorney-client privilege. And whereas the council is seeking legal advice concerning a pending petition for a redevelopment area designation in Bloomsbury Borough, which may result in litigation involving the council, and for which advice from council subject to the attorney-client privilege is required, now therefore be it resolved that the council may enter into a closed session at its public meeting on March 16, 2017. For that purpose, it is anticipated at this time the nature of the closed session will be made public upon completion or resolution of the issues to be discussed, except any matter protected by the attorney-client privilege will not be disclosed.
Point of order. Attorney-client privilege isn't your privilege. We're the clients, so it's our privilege. It's not your privilege, correct?
That's correct.
Can I get a motion on the resolution, please?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
On the question?
Pardon?
You on the question?
Yes.
Last month's meeting, I brought up the fact that I believe that this council should be governed in accordance with Robert's Rules of Order.
Okay, but right now we have a motion and a second.
I'm on the question. In accordance with that, I set out to do an amendment to the bylaws. As I went through the bylaws, I found that we are already governed by Robert's Rules of Order. There's no need to redo something that's already done. I would suggest that the executive director maybe get some copies of Robert's Rules be passed out to members of the council, including the chair, and that from now on, meetings be handled in accordance with Robert's Rules of Order in all facets. That hasn't been done in the last 5 years that I've been on this council. It's about time that we adhere to the bylaws and adhere to Robert's Rules of Order, which is part of the bylaws.
It doesn't define, as a matter of fact, follow Robert's Rules of Order, and we actually had this go to a bylaws committee about 2 years ago. I believe David was on it, but I know you were on it, unfortunately. To review it.
Because it's on the bylaws as of this moment.
I know it's on the bylaws. That is not on the bylaws. This doesn't say you will follow Robert's Rules of Order.
It says we're to be guided by Robert's Rules of Order.
So, I don't have the exact language in front of me.
Sorry? It's, well, it's the attorney.
I was just turning to him.
Yeah, the bylaws do provide that the meetings of the council will be guided by Robert's Rules of Order. That's correct.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I
don't
know. Ask the attorney to research something for me.
That's what it is.
When Gene File was put on as the executive director, I was recognized on the floor, and I was told by whoever was representing the attorney general at the time told me that I had to shut up because we didn't fall under Robert's rules. Can I get in writing that we're guided by Robert's rules?
I'll have...
You shut me down that meeting.
I'll have it issued from the bylaws, what is actually there. So you can read it for yourself.
From the attorney.
Yeah. But we do have a motion to second on the floor for executive session. Have a roll call, please.
Councilmember Alston?
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio?
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty?
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler?
Yes.
Councilmember Francis?
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway?
Yes.
Councilmember James?
Yes.
Councilmember Richko?
Yes.
Councilmember Sevetich?
Yes.
Councilmember Tifang?
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli?
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden?
Yes.
Councilmember Walton?
Yes.
Chairman Rodney?
Yes. At this point in time, we can shut this down. We're in executive session. I'd like to let the public know we may take action on the minutes afterwards, and then we'll have our public comment period. I hope this will take no more than 15 to 20 minutes max. Okay. At this point in time, the last action council needs to take this evening for the public portion is the approval of the Highlands Council minutes of February 16th.
Mr. Chairman, could I just have an opportunity just to make a brief statement for the public what the nature of the executive session was?
Please, thank you. I apologize.
No problem. We discussed in a closed session the pending petition for redevelopment area designation in Bloomsbury Borough. We explained to the council that the vote that took place at the February meeting did not garner the required 8 votes for council action. Therefore, the council has yet to take action on the final, make a final determination on the matter. And it is anticipated the applicant has indicated a willingness to supplement the information that they have already provided to the council with some additional information that may address some of the concerns that were expressed by members at the February meeting, and that we anticipate that this will come back up on a public agenda in a future meeting.
Thank you. Now, can I get a motion on the minutes?
So moved.
Second. Motion is second. Any comments? Roll call, please.
Councilmember Alston?
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio? Councilmember Carluccio?
Can you hold the voting on, please?
The minutes.
I didn't understand
the minutes. The minutes of last meeting, please. Continue, roll call.
Councilmember Carluccio?
Tracy, we're taking a roll call on approval of the minutes of the last meeting.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yes or no?
I vote yes.
Councilmember Daugherty?
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler?
Yes.
Councilmember Francis?
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway?
No.
Councilmember James?
Yes.
Councilmember Richko?
Yes.
Councilmember Sevetich?
Yes.
Councilmember Tifang?
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli?
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden?
Yes.
Councilmember Walton?
Yes.
Chairman Riley?
Yes. Takes us to our last order of business, public comments. If anybody in the public wishes to be heard on any issue, please raise your hand. Reminder that you'll have 3 minutes to take your comments. Any comments? None? Yes, sir.
New to this, sir. Please move. Hi, my name's Tim Krause, second meeting with the Highlands. I have an unusual situation in the Highlands. I understand conservation, very disappointed in how I believe that it's been implemented in the Highlands. But anyway, be a little more selfish here. I have a campground in Alexandria Township. There hasn't been a new campground in New Jersey in over 50 years, according to Joanne at the NJCA, or whatever, New Jersey Campground Association. So anyway, this presents many problems to me. The campground has always been rural. It's always been very remote type camping. So anyway, what's happened to me is my wife and I took it over a couple years ago. If you Google best camping in New Jersey, we happen to come up. Kind of a fluke, but it's us. So anyway, we want to expand. We want to grow a little bit. There hasn't been much done since my grandfather started it, first of all, in 1953. My parents took it over in the 80s. Don't know exactly when. They did not do much to the campground. My wife and I are trying to expand it. With what you have implemented and stuff, the campground does not generate a lot of money. With the building, with, you know, I believe it's 88 acres on this piece of property per house, I am a pre-existing non-conforming use. I can't even use leverage of saying, hey, look, we don't have the money. We can build houses, to go to my township and ask for variances for stuff like the swimming pool, which we were told when we talked to Laura lawyer about this would be about 30 grand just to get the approvals from the township. So I have no leverage anymore to try and make this business grow. Now, we promote, or we actually are very good for the local vineyards, the two airports, Skydive New Jersey now, Skymanor Airport, Alexander Airport, the Pick Your Owns, the local farming. There's not a lot of campgrounds in that part of that part of the state. So it promotes a big problem, and I'm trying to find some ways to either work with the council, and I'll be honest, we went out, the DEP didn't even know we existed until my wife and I started going out. We now have our T1 permits, our temporary water system licenses, all that, which they have overlooked for years, and now we're all in compliance. So we've made efforts that we weren't even known about. My issues are, even trying to work on the place, I call the DEP, and I'll give you, I had a call about moving some big rocks that were on the property, a tree that fell on the dam. Oh, my God, it's going to put us out of business. And I don't know if there's any sympathy to be found. I don't know quite where to start. I made a lot of phone calls, ag tourism, and so on and so forth, and it's a lot of red tape. And I don't know if there's any advice someone can give me from the council, but these are problems that I'm presented with. Like I said, my business even kind of runs on conservation. People that come to us, we're not a little chair park where everybody's stacked up. It's spread out. We have a little over 100 sites on over 150 acres of property. So,
have you talked to anybody at the Highlands Council?
Just started. Of the council?
The council staff.
Secretaries only.
The act is dictated by law, so we can't grant relief in many aspects of what's in the law.
Sure.
But if you want some guidance, I would suggest you contact our staff here. They're the best ones at it. Better than
okay.
What are you looking to expand?
Well, swimming pools. A swimming pool would be nice. Bathhouse in the future, I'm sure I'll need. And part of the problem is what I have is going to be overrun. As we've started to increase our business, my problem is if I can't generate a little bit more money, I can't even update what we have.
Judge Bessler, I think this is probably, I'm going to guess, in the preservation area.
Yes, right on County Road 614 in Alexander Township. We are about 500 yards too
that's
far.
That's where the Act comes into play and ties our hands. But if there's anything, any kind of guidance at all, I would suggest you contact our staff. But we can't grant relief arbitrarily from the law itself.
Well, then you've just heard my complaint or my problem with somewhat of
understood.
The Act.
Understood.
So, all right, thank you. You'll be saying anymore.
You need to talk to the staff because your use is consistent with the goals and objectives of the preservation area and promoting ecotourism as a viable economic activity in the region. So talk to the staff.
This is the place to come.
Yeah, I kind of understand that. Mm-hmm. And if we were to go back and become a dairy farm, we're much worse for the environment.
Thank you for your comments.
Yep.
Thank you, James. Awesome. Anybody else in the public wish to be heard on any issue? Please raise your hand. Seeing, yes? Yes.
My name's Hank Klump. I own 150 acres in the Highlands Preservation Area. I've been standing before this Highlands Council for over 12 years now. Something has been brought to my attention that I find really disturbing. If I'm understanding it correctly, I find out that Tracy Coluccio is an employee of the Delaware Rivers Keepers Network. The Delaware Rivers Keepers Network received grant money from five foundations between 2009 and 2015 to the tune of over $5 million. The Delaware Rivers Keepers advocates and lobbyists, similar to the Highlands Coalition, Tracy Coluccio should excuse herself from voting on any land use matters. The seat she has on the Highlands Council is intended as a general public seat and not intended for a lobbyist. Even Chairman Riley excused himself from voting on the Fenimore landfill matter because of a conflict of interest. Tracy Coluccio should do the same, because she should not be voting on any land use matters due to the conflict of interest. I am totally confused as to why this conflict has not risen to the eyebrows of anyone on this council. If they are aware of this, I do not understand how this can be justified and not addressed in some way. I've been looking for answers to questions of what is the monetary value of 1 acre of land in the Highlands Preservation Area. This land has no equity. What is the land worth? I'm curious, because of 150 plus acres of this worthless acres, I meet all the requirements for farmland assessment. My property was forcibly put into the preservation with no money changing hands. When I am too old to farm, should my property be taxed on the base of Tewksbury real estate tax value? No equity, unrealistic restrictions. What will my taxes be? The Lebanon and Tewksbury Tax Office both have no answers for me. They told me nothing has been clearly spelt out for my forced preservation property. Maybe the regional master plan should have a page answering these questions under a chapter called Highlands Acts Disasters. Now, I questioned this many times, and I also, for the regional master plan, asked several times for them to bring up what the value of raw land is in the Highlands, and they have never produced this. So this is where you're going. I mean, look, every farmer has this problem.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am.
Julia Summers, Executive Director of the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. I think that Mr. Klump should perhaps go talk to the New Jersey Conservation Foundation, who can tell him what his property is worth per acre, because they have paid that for his neighboring property. It's $40,000 per acre for his neighboring, the neighboring land. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else in the public wish to be heard on any issue, please raise your hand. Seeing none, we'll close the public portion. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Getting adjourned.